commercial sculpture.
Uh-huh.
And those are plastic wood, and we molded them and made them and duplicated them.
Well, Mr.
Carnell,
he's the, Mr. Weiss was saying, he also did the ornamental carvings that are on the fireplace.
Oh,
in the hall.
Kindness, Dr. Atkins, this is a dentist friend of ours, was over the other night. He'd not even been in the house before, and he just had a fit when he saw it. And he said if Mr. Cummings had any trouble with these at all, he could use his dental mold and mold some from it.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be a good idea. So, but we love this room. We really enjoy it so much. There was no light fixture.
I don't think that's
here.
The original light.
No. We put that in. That was not a light fixture in here. And when we moved here, that was not a light fixture.
It was just a hole
right there. She had it wired and had a hole there. And why she put it there rather than the center, I don't know. But since I'm a big bridge player, I just put my card table there, and that works out fine.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see the upstairs. Okay, son, good. I'm glad to know where that is.
What was that?
That's his Corey and Ives print that he found in the wall upstairs someplace.
Well,
and he's hoping maybe that it might be framed for Christmas. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the painter's got the
front
stairs. Actually, we're not in front of the sconces, is okay?
I just...
Yeah.
Oh, they're on. Okay.
There's been a place there on Cortlandt Street, but somewhere, and we were coming out of all the little houses. He lived there, and this thing Vance worked.
Cortlandt Street, down there about where the Heart of Atlanta Hotel is.
Right, right.
And
he worked just in a small shop there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think his son and his wife helped him.
He looks familiar. He's not swept here this year. Hope the stains just won't come out of his coffin.
Mr. Wise, I suppose you designed the sconces as well here.
Yeah, I think I remember.
We love these, and we were so thankful that woman didn't take these with her. It's just amazing she didn't take them.
And they fixed it too.
Isn't that gorgeous?
Yeah.
You designed it too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Actually, run that and turn on the hall, bring on the lights again. So
hey, let's do it, made it.
Who was that that made it?
Hey, let's do it.
Oh, yeah. The same one made it all.
What is the cost prohibitive on things like that, man?
I hate to think what that would cost.
Ooh, I don't know.
It'd be prohibitive for us.
There's only one or two firms in the United States now that do custom work. Back in those days, anybody sold light fixtures had a craftsman or two that makes them.
Right. But they're just beautiful to me. They really are.
And then this is where our daughters are going. We're going to look out over here when they get married. People still getting married.
They still are.
Isn't this just the most beautiful thing, Hope? Just look. Isn't that just more?
Oh!
We can brag on our house, y'all. We can't say this to other people, but we just think we have the prettiest house in Atlanta.
What is the height of this ceiling, huh? Roughly.
Sounds like about 25 feet of this.
Oh, isn't that just gorgeous? Wouldn't that just be beautiful, huh? Mary downstairs. Come down and raise on. Mm.
Sure, Daddy will be able to give them
life.
Dad might not even be able to make that. That'll be a difficult day.
Are you
specialist,
Doctor?
Yes, I practice psychiatry and psychoanalysis.
Oh.
I trained at Emory and went to college at Emory in a medical school and trained there and in Columbia, New York.
Maybe I was good to
thank you for making a point.
I love that. He's a furniture. We're picking up late this afternoon as the secretary. And somebody's asking for a stove or here,
well,
so we're going to put that right here.
Oh, how perfect.
And we'll put this up on it.
This
so
is this
now, this is where
this is
we started doing some work with the apartment. I can imagine it was in
a little shell there, huh?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember this room.
This room, well, all the upstairs rooms, they literally had orgies. I mean, not figuratively, but literally. It was just unbelievable. And so all these rooms were just awful. But this man who's doing the work just loves the house. He has just really, just been taken with it. We bought this fixture, and he made this business to go with it. He's got to tone the paint stand, it's too bright, but he designs it, matches the lighting. But if you look in his closet, and the closets are wonderful, I hope that Mr. Wise built you as nice closet as he will, because they are just wonderful. But this gives you some idea of what the house was like. The whole house is cleaned up, we haven't redone the closet.
I built my last house.
The people who were here, Mr. Wise, the whole house looked like this closet does. They just painted up everything, you know, so we just haven't started on the closet.
Real mine, huh?
Oh, boy. That was mine compared to some of them. But anyway, all the closets are just so wonderful.
Well, I remember this room, Mrs. Meredith had to bring us home over the weekend. She probably parted pretty heavy. She used part two.
Did she?
She and a fellow named Jim Henry had married and Captain Malloy and Malloy and Malouf Copperman.
Oh, yes.
So let's do something wild in this room. So we started off with a dark blue and faded it out to white in the center.
Oh, really?
I remember that. So, it was a wild room.
So it had a wild history at the beginning.
Well, we had a kind of a wild painter, and he was willing to tackle it, and finally it worked.
Well, when we moved
between
in...
Between spray painting and striping and so forth, it was faded from a dark blue to a light blue in the center.
And imagine what it would cost today to get that kind of shade.
Probably come through this one.
I like your cheerful.
They think you lost your head if you try to do something like that today.
You want to walk through this one?
Now in here, we've done nothing in the bathroom. We bought a little chandelier to go in, but we'll have to just tug it with these bathrooms.
Well, at least I did pretty good bathrooms in there.
I tell you what, they love mirrors. Close that double kind. Now, if you want to see what you look like, you can look at, suppose it's not sugar. You can look every direction. Mirrors.
Yeah, I remember that.
See, everybody took a shower this morning and left it.
Yeah, no, we had.
Didn't we use a square tub in there someplace?
Well, no, we don't have a square tub. So
maybe we did.
You may have, but we don't have a square tub.
Yeah, you could certainly. Get a good view.
Yeah.
Take a couple of inches off here.
Right.
Gotta really work on a little
toes
here.
This room was in awful shape. Oh. He hadn't finished this one. He's just put his first layer of paint, a first coat of paint on this. But this room was in terrible, terrible shape. And he also did this. We didn't know what he was going to do. He surprised us with that.
Well, he hasn't
finished. He's got a long way to go before he finishes that. We're going to put shutters in these windows. And Ashley, I see you've got to pull out the middle room.
No.
I know, he must come and do it because he's painting your room. But anyway, we've done nothing. This room has had pictures all over. Just
painted on the wall. Mm-hmm.
Some were painted on and some were scotch tape done.
Yeah,
right.
There was a man over.
These doors were all bashed in. And Mr. Cummings has been able to find enough doors that he has been able to put them together and all. But they were just doors. The doors were just totally bashed in. And just huge pieces of plaster. See where it's taken. Plaster
was
just gone.
Oh,
it would be just totally gone. Just awful.
Well, this is all on metal left. Plaster on metal left. Or steel section. Paper bag, metal left.
This, we've got nothing for this
bag at all. I think this was a monster.
Right, and we've done absolutely nothing in here, so you just have to excuse, except to mess up the bed today. Well, I bought this at that same place in Cambridge Springs I told you about, just, and the people are so difficult to deal with. If you like English furniture, now this came from South Carolina.
But most of the furniture came from
England. Then you were the way down to the turnage
place down on 14th. Yeah, I remember the big prizes there.
This is one of the most delightful parts of it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have to look because I work on it.
I'm not being stupid.
No, please go on.
Oh, yes, go ahead and look. And
there's two just like this, aren't there?
Right, well, they took the insides out of the other one and made a nursery out of it, and we just have part of it put back in.
You know, this is alive. I thought he was in there. Both of these are
walking. Okay, then. Kitty's got too many knots in him. He hasn't been combed as he should have been. Ms. Wise, I just have marvelous built-in. And this is something, you must have had a vision or something, because look at all of this. Isn't that just great? Just fantastic. And then this one is the same way, and this sign. So, isn't that wonderful? Mm-hmm. What every woman dreams of having. But we haven't done a thing in here, so we haven't even started on this room.
Well, there's some other coats paint on it, so it has to be stripped.
Oh, he strips everything. Mm-hmm.
He's taking the windows, the steel windows, Mr. White, right down to the bare metal and coming back up again.
And we can see the, see how.
He's really a phenomenal man. He works alone. And we had had him do some work for us early on another house that we had. He's one of the few artisans that's left, you know. Now, this gives you some idea of what they had done to the house. This is a door that has been touched.
Somebody got mad and kicked the door off.
Well, what happened was, they had, now in this case, the son was using the phone too much, so the mother locked the phone in the bathroom, and the son says, well, that won't stop me, and he breaks the door down to get in and use the phone.
They blowing the phone.
Isn't that same? But if it hadn't been like that, we might never have been at the mountain house, you know.
Myra.
You buy this one, Jim Sands, Frank, too?
Yes, sir, we got it, thank you. This piece we did, we actually got this much earlier.
Just a small one.
This we got.
Well, I'm surprised we had sense enough to put a high register in these rooms.
Yeah.
Heating, I don't know what I was thinking about cooling those days or not, because if you compile a, it was possible, but shoot, if you had put the thing together and design it, take as much space as this room, for just cooling.
Right, in those days.
Package in it, didn't come in back in World War II.
Right.
Do you remember doing the attic? Let's show you the attic. We just think that's just one of the most delightful parts.
Dragons up there.
Remember the service area? Only house I ever did, people wanted the service area.
Why is it black? Can you imagine painting a dark one black?
Well, that matters.
No, because you
ain't speaking. Well, this house ain't gonna fall down.
Well, you know, the only thing that scares us is if it's an upper garage. We don't have a fire alarm system set up, and we've got to get that rewired.
Mr. Wise said that the fire rate on this house is
that. The only people who had what?
Mr. Wise,
a service entrance.
In terms
of the stains.
Do you remember?
I'll tell you.
A service entrance.
Is it a brick veneer or solid brick?
It's a brick veneer.
Brick veneer. So that's what we
what I'm going to do up here, we're going to insulate this so we can heat it in the winter and cool it in the summer. See, this one with this place one will give you a place to paint it all black. Many of this one, you can imagine.
Did you build this in?
No.
But anyway, we're going to paint this real bright so people cheer. And we have Santa Claus will bring the children to the table. And this way, when they have their little cousins up, so they'll come up here. And it's a delightful place for them to play. They love to play. They've got nooks and crannies, you know, back in there. And
we added some children.
There's a window up here.
Paper mache. It has a vacuum in it that'll blow hot air and eyes light up. Eyes light up and it blows hot air.
But don't you look it up.
Okay.
This one I see here, the image from one of the closets in the master bedroom, and they have pieces of it all over. They had taken out and made a nursery out of one of the closets in the master bedroom. And it's so heavy that it was easy. My husband just put his chest of drawers in there, you know.
Is this a heating? It's the pipe.
That's the heating pipe, I
think. Will it hurt? I have some carpeting I want to bring up here. Will it hurt to cover all that with carpeting?
Oh no.
It's insulated.
Make it that much more efficient. Of course.
But the only thing that people left for the children, we're gonna hang it up here.
Yeah, that's the stairway that Miss Meredith fell down and broke her neck.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize
that. Well, she was loose.
Meredith fell down the stairs.
Oh, it probably did, a couple days later.
Oh, I see.
Oh, that was Mrs. Meredith.
Fell down these stairs.
Well, now let me ask you if you know anything about this. One of the neighbors who's lived on the street a long, long time told us that somebody who lived here used to have the chair that goes up the stairs, you know, a mechanical chair. Was that Mrs. Meredith, or do you know anything about that?
Chair elevator.
That's right.
No, Ken did a lot of money, got into oil wells and got a divorce, married an Austrian countess.
And who is that? Who did?
Ken Meredith.
Oh.